education starts and ends, but how it is taught. And what the data finds is that students are not getting a solid foundation at all of our country's past. And how it's being taught is not any kind of rhythmic or reasonable or even organizationally structured, meaning important dates or specific events, specific historical figures. All of the things we're trying to teach kids so that they can make sense of the world is very, very limited. So how can we get back to this? Because we have to get the kids educated on the past. They can't be turning to TikTok and saying, oh, no, no, that Osama bin Laden guy, he was just misunderstood. He's part of the resistance. You know, that's what they're learning. Let me bring in James Cowan, lifelong Toronto resident with a passion for history and a volunteer with the Canadian Institute for Historical Education. James, so good to have you back.
Thanks so much for having me. And very topical. We see this every day, what you're talking about, protesters who targeted Mount Sinai Hospital. For those who don't know, that's a Jewish hospital and a great hospital, and has short lineups because there are sadly too many people who don't like going to Jewish hospitals. So if that's a tip for emergency. But the people who were blockading Mount Sinai Hospital said it had nothing to do with it being a Jewish hospital, that it was just, well, we just decided to pick on this hospital. And that's the ignorance, I think, that you saw in that video clip or that audio clip that you just played.
Well, the one that that was the hospital. That one was from last night in New York City, you know, at Columbia University, where they had to, like, calling in the National Guard to get rid of, you know, it's not just ones and twos of students. We got thousands of students. And again, we see it here in Canada. We've been seeing it, certainly not at the level of the United States, but it's nothing to brag about. We've got a very big problem with younger generations who have no objective or even framework of how the world worked or where it came from. And I feel like everything's been rewritten, right? Because so many parts of our history have now been conflated or rewritten.
They have been and ignored. So that, as it's, the Fraser Report's very good. They're a solid institution, and their education reporting, I find, is very unbiased. And so something to pay attention to. And as they point out, and as they have before, and it was J.J. Grantstein, who is the dean of all Canadian historians, who wrote in the late 90s a book, Who Killed Canadian History? Mm-hmm. Kids just aren't taught Canadian history, either in elementary, middle, or high school, and at university, it's even worse. And we can't.
Well, let me just tell the audience, because there's only one required course in all Ontario high schools. So the curriculum only teaches Canadian history, and that's history of World War One. In grade 10. That's it.
It is shocking because we have 10,000 years of actually really good history. If people want to see, there have been battles, migrations, plagues, everything you can possibly think of, the good, the bad, and the ugly, for 10,000 years across all sorts of different ethnicities and times. It's really actually quite interesting. And that people aren't allowed to understand that. How can we expect them to be, you know, active participants in our democracy if they don't understand and know our history? And it's the responsibility of the educational institutions, which are controlled by government, to ensure people are given that opportunity. And it's just not happening. And sometimes when it does, rather than teaching history and saying, here are the facts, here's the context, you make a decision, the students are being told a particular brand of, you know, revised history that doesn't allow the students to make an informed choice.
Yeah,
and
I certainly
went history. That's indoctrination.
Yeah, I'd be very concerned about Middle East teachings right now in any school. Frankly, certainly if I'm a parent who's got a kid at any university, I'm not necessarily handing over that check for tuition next year because I think education as a whole needs a complete, you know, a makeover or redo. But you know, how would you teach it then? Like, how do we course correct? Because it is a valuable course. I loved history. I loved learning about it. We learned very early, you know, pioneers, you know, the indigenous people. You went through all the world wars. Every year it was something different, but it was right from the beginning. So where do you start and how can we get course corrected?
Well, I think that it has to be multifaceted work, and that has to start with the provincial governments. It is a provincial responsibility education, and that has to flow down so that you do not have individual teachers making decisions as to what the history curriculum is or isn't going to be. So you need to have defined courses, which cover, as I said, the 10,000 years. They need to be in context. You can't sort of pick, and as it stands now, you might learn about the middle 1800s, then you go back to 10,000 years ago, then you go to the First World War. Right. It needs to be in context. It'll make it more interesting. And then you need to, there are all sorts of things that you can, you know, the history of fairs, you have the Governor General Awards. There are a number of things out there, but they're just not connected.
Yeah, we need civics courses, right? Like, get back to it, right?
You do. Crazy. You absolutely have to take people through and say, for example, why in the 1860s, 70s, and 80s in the United States were there wars, both, you know, by militias, ex-Civil War wars, but also president-directed against indigenous people that led to over 100,000 deaths, where in Canada, under MacDonald, it was the exact opposite. And one of the reasons the Northwest Mounted Police were formed was to keep the Americans out and away from the indigenous people who they were taking advantage of and sometimes killing.
And that guy gets canceled, right? Like, people tear down his statue because he's apparently a racist. And I'm like, yeah, but they wouldn't know that part of the history.
They confuse. They say, well, what happened in the U.S. must have happened here. Well, actually, no, it didn't. Yeah. It was entirely different. And, you know, looking back 150 years, maybe he wasn't the greatest guy in today's life. But back then, for example, Sir John A. Macdonald, he was light years ahead of his contemporaries and light years ahead of what was going on in the U.S. So that sort of context and that history isn't being taught. And that's, you know, people might actually say, hey, well, that's actually pretty good. That's kind of cool to be Canadian and have that type of heritage, which cuts us a little bit different from almost every other country. I mean, if you want to go and see, look around the world, where it be Cambodia, Ukraine with Stalin, Rwanda, Armenians, so many countries have gone through horrific shows. And in Canada, actually, we didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. You know, and we had some terrible things with, you know, not allowing Jews in before and during the Second World War. But by comparison, in context, it was pretty good. Some stuff to be proud of. And I think that if children and then students in high school learned about that, they would say, hey, this is a country that's worth fighting for and worth getting involved with. And I'm going to go vote, make a difference.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Well, I have a feeling it's going to take some older generations like yourselves and our generations to get cracking on this to go back, because it is very worrying. We'll have you on again. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure, and have a great day.
You as well. As James Cowan, one of a group of historians who are really making a concerted effort to get out there and say, hey, you've got to know your history. And you do. Such a valuable topic. It's just clearly we do. I'm simply terrified of what kids don't know. My son's taking history every year. He's in elementary school, and we talk about it, and he'll continue taking it because I don't, lest we forget, we have.